Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, I'm joined by Cass. Hello, Cass.
Hello, Cass.
And we are joined also by Joel Dusha.
Woo! Hey everyone, what's
there
going on?
He is.
Enthusiastic.
Woo, 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 woo! I just love fucking podcasting.
And today we're talking about caffeine.
Okay, look, I know I'm the guest, so speaking first is a little bit of a faux pas.
Go for it.
But caffeine fucking rocks.
Oh, I fucking love caffeine
so much.
You're
a fan? You're fans?
Caffeine is like top three substances, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm not talking
drugs or substances?
No, I mean substances.
Is air a substance? Water certainly a substance.
Water probably sneaks...
Water, most, the earth.
That's probably my top three. Earth probably at third.
Yeah, fair.
Is earth a substance?
Well, it's made of a substance, I assume.
Is substance have
dirt
to be
is
wet?
A substance? No, a substance is just substance. It just exists. It sustains
also,
something.
What do you mean wet?
It's substantial.
Liquid.
Liquid. Well, everything can be a gas, a liquid, and a solid.
Not everything can be those.
Well,
I think so.
I guess. Well, most things. Matter can be. There is probably some elements that can't.
No, I think everything can. It's just like at crazy extreme temperatures that would be unrealistic to do on Earth. But everything can.
Well, then
I guess
everything is technically a substance.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Well done, then. You're both correct.
Yeah. Well, Cass, out of the three of us, you're the only person who doesn't absolutely fucking thrash caffeine. So maybe our quick brains fueled by caffeine is the reason we got to that faster.
Do you know what? No, I actually love caffeine because I can't handle it very well. Mm. So if I ever want to have a silly day.
It's like driving a sports car for you.
Oh, my God. I'll have half a shot of coffee in the morning, and it feels like I go all tingly.
Yeah.
And it feels like I'm really excited, but I don't know what for.
I mean, when we're doing the Two in the Think Tank 400 episode spectacular, available now on podcasting apps.
And YouTube,
of course. You had a large coffee going in, and when we were coming out, you're like, I'm so buzzed. I think that coffee probably had a whole shot in it. I'm like, well, it was a large, so it would have been two shots of coffee. And you went, oh, it's four times the amount of coffee that I usually have.
Cass,
that explains it.
Cass then later came home and was like, two shots of coffee in the morning is actually a perfect amount for me because I'm so jittery all day that I get tired and sleep well. It's like, that's cool.
I did
come home and I spoke the fastest I think I've spoken in a very long time.
Yeah, that's always pretty fast anyway.
Yeah. Thank God I'm caffeine sensitive.
Yeah,
but it does feel like a fun little, like, secret cheeky treat.
Yeah.
I fluctuate. I can talk slow if I haven't had my coffee.
I'm currently off caffeine.
That's a fucked up decision.
It's terrible.
Okay.
It's awful.
One question. Apart from the fact that caffeine's obviously bad for you.
No, actually, here's the thing. I was looking this up today. Caffeine is pretty much 100% good for you, except
anxiety?
No. Well, yeah, I guess so. But except it makes you sleep bad if you have it too close to bed. But otherwise, it's like incredibly good for you. It improves your memory. It is good for your brain. There's research that shows it delays onset of like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and degenerative diseases.
That's awesome. So these are the reasons you quit? You want all of that?
No.
Yeah, and I just want to be dumb as shit, but then also have Parkinson's.
I want to get old fast.
No, I'm on new medication. I'm not allowed. I said I'm not allowed, yeah.
Sucks to suck.
It's because their medication is amphetamines. I'm like, well, you probably shouldn't do amphetamines and caffeine.
Well, amphetamines in many ways is just caffeine plus.
Yeah.
You're doing yes. Don't complain.
It's all explaining because it doesn't even work. It's bullshit. I want so much amphetamines and it's still nothing for me.
I can have a coffee then. Who cares?
That's what I did the other day. I went to the movies and I had a ginormous thing of Pepsi Max. Yeah. Well, you know what?
And you sat down to watch Killer of the Flower Moon.
I had an awesome time.
I would not watch that movie on amphetamines.
Yeah.
I know that yours is for medicine and not recreational purposes.
Well, the thing is, I don't feel it, so it's fine.
Yeah,
well, it feels like nothing.
Does that mean it's working or not working?
I don't know.
You gotta call up that doctor again.
Oh, I am.
Brother, what does this mean?
Are you remembering to call the doctor?
I'm remembering, yes, and also I email him. But the fun thing about starting medicinal amphetamines... is that it cleared up my hay fever? How good's that?
Yeah. That makes sense because they make speed out of the nasal decongestant.
Yeah, the guy had a word for it. I forgetty. But my...
Dude, you're going to up that dose.
It's not working.
You know what's fucked up is I just completely forgot what I was saying.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm on so much amphetamines right now.
I thought you were drinking a Coke for a second.
I'm drinking a raspberry Mount Franklin. Anyway.
Fizzy.
Lost my train of thought. Fizzy.
An awesome thing about caffeine is, so like when you have an energy drink, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to this, like an energy drink, sometimes, especially if you haven't had much caffeine around, so like say I would drink more than one cup of coffee a day currently.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll go through phases where I'll only have like one cup a day or even like maybe even less than that. Like I won't even have a coffee, but I'll just have like one can of Coke.
Yeah.
And then I'll drink an energy drink and I feel like I can see through time. But it's awesome when you get that from drinking too much coffee.
Yeah.
People talk about chasing the dragon for heroin. I chase that for fucking coffee.
How much caffeine do you reckon you have on a daily basis? Or are you so inconsistent?
I'm very inconsistent.
Yeah, right. There you go. Do you get headaches and stuff?
No.
I was surprised. I didn't get any withdrawals. I didn't get any headaches.
Oh. Do you reckon it's the amphetamines?
No. When I stop entirely, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I
yeah.
get headaches. Mm. I'm in a shitty mood.
Yeah. Do you drink much? No, we just had this. You don't. Do you drink every day, Cass?
Caffeine?
Yeah, coffee. Or is it a sometimes treat?
Oh, no. So
even a half shot?
You drink tea.
Most days I'll have a cup of tea, but not every day.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the tea you drink doesn't have caffeine in it, right? Because it's like green.
Oh.
No, not green tea. The sleepy tea. What's the sleepy tea?
I have dandelion tea, which doesn't have any caffeine in it.
That's nice.
Or I'll have spearmint, also a very nice tea.
Yeah. Spearmint. That's what I was thinking of when I said green. Spearmint's a green.
Yeah, green tea does have caffeine in it. But no, I have one normal cup of tea in the morning.
Cool.
That's
awesome.
I haven't
had any caffeine. Oh, no, I had one. I didn't finish that, actually, now that I think about it. There's half a cup of tea waiting for me at home.
Oh, that's awesome. I reckon it'll still be good.
I think
that's probably why I didn't have any caffeine addiction, is because half the time I would just completely forget to drink my coffee. And then I'd be leaving, and my partner would be like, oh, you didn't drink your coffee? I'm like, fuck! It's too late now! Yeah, disappointing.
I'm trying to think of how much caffeine I've had today currently, and it's high.
Let's do a caffeine count.
Cup of coffee in the morning.
One caffeine.
I've had two cans of cola.
Yeah.
One Pepsi Max, one Coke Zero. Oh,
three caffeine.
I had an iced coffee.
Oh, no.
Four caffeine. Potentially, sometimes five caffeine.
It was 600 mils. Oh, no, 500 mils of iced coffee.
Jesus, yeah. Five caffeine.
So, yeah.
How much is it? Like, is a
Coke
can?
Doesn't actually have that much caffeine.
I know that much. Yeah. So it's not like a can of a cup of coffee or anything.
Prior to drinking coffee, I used to drink like, and look, sometimes I still go through phases where I'm drinking an ungodly amount of like soft drink.
Yeah.
Or soda. But prior to me really getting on the coffee train, I would be drinking like a lot of soda and then I just replaced all of that with one coffee. Nice. But now I drink both.
Hell yeah.
It's awesome. Caffeine rocks. Who
it does
cares?
Rock. Yeah, maybe I'll just get on it again.
Get on it.
What do you know?
Oh, doctor? Do you want me to tell you what I know?
Yeah.
About caffeine?
Yeah.
Do you know how it works?
Yes, but I'm going to pretend I don't so you can explain it to me for the benefit of the listener.
All right.
How does it work? People should get all of their because this is like caffeine is a drug, so therefore this counts as medical advice and everyone should get it from Shut Up a Second.
You should. I definitely learned this once and of course I'm doing my reviews on my knowledge to fact check it.
Yeah. primary or secondary scholar, source. I imagine.
Yeah, caffeine is a kind of goo. So you've got,
sorry, so say again.
So you got your receptors in your brain that mm-hmm. tell your brain you are sleepy, go to sleep.
Yeah.
And caffeine comes along and it gums them up. Mm-hmm. So if you have one caffeine and your receptors get all gummed and you keep doing that every single day, you aren't getting tired.
The melatonin receptors?
Oh, I don't know that much.
Okay.
I know about the gums and the goo.
Uh-huh. Now that I know that caffeine's a goo.
I don't know. I don't think caffeine is a goo.
No, it gums up the receptors. So I'm assuming it's some kind of goo that goes directly from the mouth to the brain. So I mean, it gums it is up in those a way, receptors.
Because it's a liquid form when you drink it.
There's not many good goos.
That.
Glue?
Glue's good goo.
Cum?
Cum, pretty good goo.
Like, I mean, like, it's a hassle, but the production of it rocks.
You know, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. About the journey, not the destination.
Hey, it can be both.
The destination's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it can
my
also...
belly.
There is all... The journey from the balls to out of the tip, the destination, Aiden's belly. That's true. The destination and journey rock there. Mm.
Sorry, I was mistaken.
Yeah, no, cum. I feel like the cum is funny for a second, even when you first start cleaning it up. But then I reckon the moment a second tissue comes into play, like, yeah, really yeah. wish is this annoying. Is, yeah.
Yeah. You know how you can get, I don't know if you still get them, but for a while you could get man size. Wait, you can still get those?
Yeah, dude. And they're awesome. You know how you sit at home and you tug your little dick? Someone else can do that.
Huh?
Explain how.
Yeah.
They're not sitting in front of it.
But they used to do, maybe they still do, man-sized tissues. And is that just code for these are for cum?
I think it was just, there was a period of time in the 2000s where they would just label things as, so any product that they noticed that the market share was more like leaning towards female to male.
Yeah.
They would then just be like, what if we fucking rebrand one aspect and then try and hit that male market?
What if the
as
tissues
well?
Are black?
Guys can use this too. It's not just for chicks.
Tissues for men.
Well, that's how Coke Zero came across.
Yeah, and I miss like Girl
Coke Zero for. Oh, wait, because that was.
Diet Coke still exists.
Yeah, but you can't get it because it's all Coke Zero.
Isn't Coke Zero gone? It's Coke.
It's Coke No Sugar. Coke No which Sugar. Which rebranded now. Because Pepsi Max was still dominating it. And Pepsi Max did really well because.
Because Max realized, is for men.
They realized that Coke, that Diet Coke was not being drank by men.
Yeah. Mm. Diet Coke for women, Coke No Sugar for the boys.
Mm. That's a fella's drink.
Yeah. And girls, normal Pepsi, I suppose.
No, we drink Diet Coke. You just can't get it a lot.
There's also Diet Pepsi.
Is there?
Mm?
There you go. Is
there a silver can similar or silver label similar to Diet Coke?
Good. Mm. It's calm on my eyes. I can't have any of those bright colors. They're for men.
Pepsi Max and Coke Zero both use black, so they're not colorful either.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get my diet drinks.
Yeah, that's true.
Not my Zeros, not my Max. Max is a boy's name.
Mm, that's true.
That's true.
I know a guy called Max. I know multiple guys called Max. Know some girls called Max.
Damn.
Yeah, but are they really cool?
Yeah, they're
pretty
cool.
Are they one of the boys?
Oh, fuck, they are one of the boys.
I got an ad in my feed the other day for, it was like male makeup, as in like for face makeup.
Yeah.
I think they went too far into the man, like, oh, this is manly sort of thing. Because I think it's called war paint. And there was this giant, almost jacked dude being like, oh, yeah, I look good. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like, went like hyper masculine. But I feel like they've swung too far because if you're a guy who's contemplating wearing makeup, I feel like that's not going to appeal to you.
No.
Like, you got to go for the soft boys like me and be like, hey, you can just do it if you want. No one will know.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Have you seen that it's fun?
It is fun. You look good.
You know
huh?
those women you love and they have that nice time in the bathroom? What if you were in the bathroom too?
That's what you want. Not like, because you're not going to get a tradie to go from hyper masculine to wearing makeup. You're going to transition. I don't know.
They fucked
missed
it up.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. You can market the male makeup. What would you call it?
I'd call it Makeup. Couldn't think of anything.
No, but that's
sweet. I'm the head. Hard run, baby. Woo! The amphetamines are working now. It's good back, baby.
It's good that amphetamines slow down my brain considerably.
Wasn't that what they're meant to do? So you can focus?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You seem focused.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you want to hear about some facts about caffeine?
I was doing facts.
I mean history about caffeine.
Yes!
You listen to the rest of my facts.
Oh yeah, do we not?
Don't worry about it.
No, what is it?
Doesn't
that
matter.
That was so long ago. How are we still? Okay, no, what was it? Oh, with the gum. You go, yeah, okay, go. Yeah, the goo.
It gums up your receptors. And if you keep having caffeine consistently, the reason it stops working on you, quote unquote, is because your brain's like, fuck, we didn't make enough receptors. They keep getting gummed up and your brain makes more.
Mm.
And then you have to have more caffeine to get more gum in there. Gums up more receptors and your brain's like, God damn it, I thought we put more receptors in here.
But we are still not getting enough melatonin.
Yeah. And then that's why it all goes to shit if you stop drinking coffee very suddenly, because all of a sudden none of your receptors have gone and they all scream at the same time.
Yeah, and then so you're really tired because you got heaps and heaps and heaps of receptors and you're just maximum tired.
Then eventually your brain just reabsorbs them.
Should you just replace it with a different type of goo? Glue?
Cum?
Yeah, if you're trying to get over huffing glue or drinking too many coffees, try snorting cum.
Yeah, straight to the brain.
Yeah,
if you can,
that solves your belly problem too. Yeah.
I once huffed glue by accident.
Thought you were going to say cum.
I was in wood tech class and it was right when they stopped making the glue that gets you high. And the teacher was like, now be careful with this the glue. It'll get you high. And I was like, I know at that point I was like a wee little kid. I'm like, oh, scary. I don't want to do that. And then it sounds like I'm lying to you, but this is genuinely what I was doing. I was sitting just idly with it under my nose and just squeezing it in and out, just fiddling. Don't know why I was fiddling in class.
That's crazy.
That's
like,
wild.
Literally just blowing the fumes straight into my nose. And then I was like, whoa. It was awesome. Anyway, we got to get into
this. Would you recommend?
I only have a little bit. Only a little bit. But you got to put it in a bag as a whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like
Like paint.
Mm. What paint? Kind of paint? Oh, it's a, you put it in a sock and spray paint.
Yeah.
Right?
Paint. Look, it doesn't look like it rocks.
No,
so it wouldn't.
Does no one say they're having a good time when they're huffing paint? No one's laughing.
No,
like, no. It's not giggly.
No one's having a good time.
Just get paranoid. Oh, you're sick.
Yeah. That's awesome. They should start marketing drugs as like, oh, these are, there's no ups.
There's no upside.
It's just all,
it's all down.
I
went to buy some contact cleaner, which is like electronic spray, like cleaning electronics. Mm-hmm. Went to Bunnings. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Looking for the contact cleaner. It says here you got heaps in stock. They're like, oh, we won't have any. They get racked straight away. And the guy's like, you can look, but it won't be there. And then we looked and there's a big hole where it was supposed to be. Like, yeah, stock says we have like 12. They're gone.
Why didn't they put them behind the counter?
You know what? I don't know.
The paint is behind the lock and
key. Paint. You got to unlock spray paint.
I think it's more for graffiti, such a hassle though. Every time I get spray paint.
Yeah. I think I bought spray paint.
You buy spray paint a lot for someone once that doesn't week. Tag.
Yeah. You're only into tagging.
I
you
got so need much to.
Spray you say paint. Once a week?
Yeah.
You buy spray paint once a week?
I reckon for the past few weeks, yeah, I've bought spray paint once a week.
Cass loves projects. Running out.
No, I know. wait, you keep running. Wait, so it's not like different colors. You run out of spray paint.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I've run. Had to buy a new primer, maybe two new primers, a new clear coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I went through at least a can of each. And then, yeah, I did buy three new colors, four, five. Oh, yeah, look.
That's so much spray paint.
I keep, our bin is full of cans.
Yeah, that's
love
cool.
Cans.
How do you throw them out? You just throw them in the regular bin?
Yeah,
you recycle
I
them?
Thought you could recycle them, and it turns out you can't.
Yeah, because they explode.
They're pressurized.
Yeah, if you crush
you
them,
can,
they go.
You can recycle other pressurized things.
I don't know if you can, because they explode. Isn't that the whole thing? That's why you can't recycle Nangs. Like the cream whipped cream charges. You
if
can't put them in the
pierced,
bin because if they're not pierced, they will just
full of gas.
Fully explode.
And also they can't check if they're pierced because that's annoying. They're very small.
Yeah. Hey, can't recycle shit.
If you found out about a recycling center that's exploded, it is probably you.
Good to know.
Hey, maybe you should, open up a exploding recycle. Because you just had to put a hole in it. That would be fine. That would work. Wouldn't it? I don't know.
But isn't that
exploding? Putting the hole in it is means it might explode on you.
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes it
fucking
explode.
Idiot.
No, I thought it was more because if it would... No, because then it would degas out the hole and be fine.
What?
And it would go...
What?
Then you just empty
you crush
it by spraying it.
I don't know.
What do you think happens when you crush a thing?
When you crush it, the pressure is like not even... Or he's like, it makes its way to somewhere and then explodes and goes poof, right? Because it gets too, the pressure builds. Mm-hmm. But if you spike a hole in it, it just went, it's like a small bit and then it would just, the pressure comes out of that little hole and depressurize, then you can crush it and there's somewhere for the air to go.
Yeah.
So you know, like with a balloon, if you stab it with a knife or if you squeeze it between your hands, when you stab it with a knife, it doesn't pop?
Let me tell you this. How about when you pinch it and you do a little bite in it and it goes
can you pinch a can?
No, but it's the same thing.
That's no, it's not. Saying.
No, you just go, ksh, do a little pinch. Ksh, ksh.
Like
you're
how,
not watching.
Like how when you shotgun a beer?
Yeah.
And it's normal and it flows out. It doesn't blow up all over you at all.
It doesn't. When you have it upside down, it gets a hole in it and then you flip it upside down. That's when it goes all over you.
Oh, I've done them wrong.
Yeah, you can do it with a beer can. You hold it upside down, find the air bubble in there, pierce that with a key. It doesn't explode. That's pressurized.
It does. Oh, it does a little bit.
Really not a little bit. No, it doesn't.
Beer shoots straight up.
No, it doesn't. You guys don't know how to shotgun anything. You pierce it, and then there's nothing. It's fine. And then you do it upside down. You flip it upside down.
I didn't know you had to find the air bubble.
Gotta find the air bubble.
Exploded all over me. I look like when you're spraying it over the hose.
You're piercing
into
a bowl of beer.
I've been at parties multiple times where people have made fun of you for being like a big baby about shotgunning beers because you stand there tapping on the can.
Because I'm doing it properly.
That's not how you shotgun a beer. It's meant to be quick.
I'm not Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't want beer all over me.
What do you think shotgun implies?
Interesting.
Every time someone's been mean to you about that, you've deserved it.
You know what's good is I don't remember anyone ever doing that. So I live in a fantasy land. It's awesome.
I'd love to try shotgunning a beer Hayden style.
It's just the best style. I'm really good at it.
You might as well
wait to
pour
knock
it
on
into
the beer.
A glass.
Excuse
yeah.
me, may I please be invited inside?
I haven't shotgunned a beer in a about probably 5 years, but I think I probably still got it.
That is absolutely factually 100%.
When's the last time I shotgunned a beer?
You know what? If you
would have been with you,
if you had said 2 years, I would have been like, yeah,
maybe
probably
two.
About that.
Yeah.
Five, no shit.
Yeah, probably not. No, probably not five.
Did
no,
you not shotgun a beer with me at my COVID birthday?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I watched. Say what's a really dorky thing that I'm gonna do is I learned a cool magic trick the other day.
Oh,
about how to make it look like a beer is empty and then it refills magically with beer. We'll trick you guys with it next time you're over.
I would
get
love
ready.
To see it.
I'm going to do a magic on you. Can I do my facts about caffeine? I mean,
no.
History.
Yes,
fuck.
You can.
Okay, so basically this is European history of caffeine. So about the 17th century is when it made its way to Europe. And basically up until that point in Europe, you couldn't drink the water because it was just like diseased, but you could drink beer and cider because they, obviously the fermentation killed the microbes and stuff in it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have germ-free then, so they didn't really know why. They were just like, hey, beer makes me drunk and I don't throw up all the time, but the water makes me shit my pants. So let's just drink beer all day.
Hell yeah.
And so literally everyone, including children, were just drunk all day, every day, because otherwise you would thirst to death.
Beer is helpful.
Yes, but...
So, and healthy.
Beer a day keeps the doctor away. So the ship arrived with full of caffeine, and then people started boiling like for tea and for coffee and stuff, which they weren't really doing before, which also kills the microbes. Mm-hmm. So you could drink the water without the microbes. Plus, you eat heaps of caffeine and you're not drunk all day. And that's basically what started the Industrial Revolution is because people were like, oh, wow, I can think really good and I'm not drunk and I'm hydrated. Huh.
And I'm still not shitting my
pants.
I've
got a good idea for a factory.
Although caffeine, too much caffeine, shitting your pants is back on the cards.
Oh, yeah, true, it loops around. Same with alcohol, though. Like, yeah, if you drink too much, you're shitting your pants or you're vomiting.
I don't get that when I'm vomiting, yeah. But I don't get that with, like, if I drink too much alcohol, at no point I'm like, oh, no, I really need to shit right now.
Mm.
But with caffeine, if I was to wake up after, I don't know, let's say I've had a big dinner the night before, wake up, have a black coffee for some reason.
You're in.
And then I'm like, whoo, let's go time.
I think that's a perk. That's a benefit, I think, of caffeine.
That's a plus.
Yeah, that gets you, like, literally gets the juices flowing.
Yeah.
Ooh, shouldn't be juice in there.
And you have freaking belly. And it's all mucus. It's a whole mucusy thing and it pushes the stuff around, doesn't it?
Yeah, and shit shouldn't be 100% like solid.
It should be a rock-like consistency.
Should be like little pebbles.
It should absorb the water and they puff up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure caffeine works because it gets your digestive tract like moving and juicing.
Okay, I didn't know I had juices in there. I
can't believe you've quit caffeine.
I know.
It makes me sick.
I don't like it either.
I'm sure it's for a good reason because the doctor said not to do it.
I might just, what do doctors know anyway? You know? Anyway, that's my history about caffeine. It's basically changed the world started capitalism, really, as well.
Yeah, and you're a big fan, right?
Love capitalism. Yeah. I love how I can't afford anything and my job pays like shit.
Yeah, but you love the boot that you live on.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Licky, licky.
Suck that boot.
Mm.
Boot fellation.
Do you reckon, what do you think is the most caffeine you've ever had in a day, Joel? Have you ever gone like full, you know how Cass gets tingly and weird after two shots of caffeine?
I've had that before too, but sometimes like I can get tingly and weird if I just for some reason, in fact, it happened today where I forgot that, like it wasn't like tingly and weird, but I forgot that I'd had those two, or like I just wasn't thinking when I bought the iced coffee. I was like, oh, I've had a cup of coffee, two cans of soft drink with caffeine in it, and now there's iced coffee in this space like 3 hours. And I was like slightly too energized to like focus. I was doing work and I kept like being like I was sitting and doing work, but I was like, my brain wants to not be here, right? Like, isn't like I'm just like,
yeah, I'm, all over
I'm
the move, shop.
Yeah, I'm moving around, clicking on too many things.
I'm opening tabs on tabs.
Yeah, but yeah, like I've had enough cap. There's definitely been times where I've had like 6 or 7 cups of coffee in a day and then had to Google like,
hospital?
Can you die from caffeine?
You can,
but it takes heaps.
Oh, yeah, it's like 50 coffees.
Yeah, or maybe more. Or like 100. It's a ridiculous, like it's the point where you really couldn't feasibly do it.
Is it one of those things where you die of something else first?
You'd probably die of, there would be too much
water. It'd be hyperhidrosis or whatever it's called, where you just have too much liquid in you.
Too wet.
Have you guys ever had a no-dose, just caffeine pills?
Yeah, no. I had two once and that was...
Did you freak out?
Never does.
No, it was before a band played a show, and I didn't want to drink, but for some reason thought two no-dos would be funny, and I was...
That was funny.
...quick.
Yeah.
And sweaty.
Yeah,
finished all the songs before the rest of you
bandmates. Yeah. Come on, guys, keep up!
Clocked the set list.
There was an artist, I can't remember who it was. I can't remember if it's James Brown or a James Brown contemporary, but... they would have salt pills before a show, so they would just profusely sweat on stage. They would just like massively just get real soggy from the salt pills, so then people would be like, damn, this guy's going hard. He's performing so hard at me.
I was going to say, I remember there's someone I spoke to that was like, if I play a set, I want to get really sweaty because I think it looks good because it looks like you're trying really hard. And then I remember that person was you, Hayden.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, said that. Oh, yeah, I think it's good. I think if you come on stage sweaty, you're like, that's good. You did it.
Well, now you know how to do it. Salt pills.
That's true.
Just maybe move around. Just wear a jacket on stage. You're sorted.
Yeah.
Every stage is so fucking hot. Yeah, no, you can see it on their face.
Yeah, but then I know that Cass, your jacket's going to smell.
You would not believe how hot every single stage is.
I believe it. Stages
it's
are
so
hot.
It's crazy.
Even just sitting on a stage and doing a live podcast, so hot. Yeah.
Let alone performing rock and roll music. Forget about it.
Standing okay. up? Mm. Fuck that.
Yeah. The transition to like LED lights was sort of in my lifetime of treading the boards. Uh-huh. And stage used to be even hotter. Can you imagine that? Where there was gigantic spotlights that are like this, I don't know, 5,000 watt fucking thing. Just all heat. Just all heat.
Yeah, I can imagine. I experienced that too. It's good.
What do you do? You're an actor? Do you ever tread the boards?
I treaded the boards a little bit.
Yeah, in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you play?
Embarrassing stuff. I was in a stage adaptation. Well, I guess not a stage adaptation because it was made for the stage. Mm. Oh, wait. What was it? Hmm. Sound of Music.
Oh.
I was in the Sound of
Music. Were you a
Nazi? Yeah.
Canceled.
Yeah. Is there a play? Did you have a full on Nazi costume?
They were smart, thank God.
Yeah. And you were just army man?
No. It was a straight adaptation, but the costume was the part where I was like, that could have been a real issue, but it was just plain red armbands.
Ah, good.
That is very good.
I was 18.
Funny way to ruin someone's life.
Yeah. I have a friend who also in high school, 13 or 14, got made to do blackface. And there's pictures of it. And it's like, man, you were 13. There's no chance you knew any better, but like...
The teacher should be fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But there's just photos of him in blackface, kind of like not really his fault. He could have just got pushed into it. Pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. Very upsetting, I suppose, as well. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel.
Joel, where can people listen to your beautiful voice more?
I'm on the internet. You can find me on podcasts. Those podcasts are Plumbing the Death Star, mm-hmm. How Good's Footy, that's an AFL one.
Yeah.
Thumbgrams, that's a video game one.
Nice.
Baseless Speculation, that's an extra dumb one, but recently it's got a real mean edge to it.
Oh,
wait, which
love
one?
Mean.
Baseless Speculation.
It's mean.
Yeah, it's gotten mean.
Mm.
It's like, it got dumb and then mean.
That's good.
I was on it and I think it was just dumb. I didn't think it was mean.
I was
there for the Frasier episode, if you want to go back and find that.
There was a bit of meanness because we're just like...
We were mean to Frasier.
Yeah. And just like the tone of anyone like talking about people's ideas ever.
Yeah.
It's just like this fucking idiot. They're so stupid.
But it's true because they rebooted Frasier and no one's watched it.
Yeah.
And it's also bad.
They rebooted Frasier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They called it Frasier.
And I don't know about it. That's not good.
He lives in Boston now with his son.
Guess how many characters from the original are in it?
Is it one and is it Frasier?
Yes.
But there's cameos from Roz.
Did they make his dad die?
His dad died in real life.
Yeah, I know. So
yeah, his dad's dead in the show too.
Okay.
That's part of the reason why he moved to Boston. Mm. He's like, dad's dead and I hate my job.
Yeah. If you want to hear more about this, go to the Baseless Speculation RSS feed and scroll back a few weeks. Get on that Frasier episode. Thank you for coming on, Joel.
No worries. I'll see you next time. And thank you so much to the listeners for sticking this out. It's been a pleasure. And remember, if you're listening to this, drink more coffee.
It's good for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.